Welcome to Friend Group, a podcast that highlights how young people are navigating life's biggest questions. You can think of the show as if it was your second friend group, the friends you turn to when in need of a second opinion. You'll hear how various young people dealt with the issues we've all gone through, like heartbreak, sexuality, and more. Each season of Friend Group will focus on a specific question. And for our second season, we're asking, what does love mean? I'm Kayla, co-founder of Astro Studios and your host. Today, you'll be hearing from Cynthia, a 17-year-old who loves deeply and finds it hard to let go of people she once loved. But before that, remember, you can find more shows like this on our website, astrostudios.xyz. And now, here's our story. What's your name and age?
My name is Cynthia, and I'm 17.
Have you ever been in love?
I wouldn't say in love. I feel maybe I have been close to it, but not fully, no.
Why do you think not fully?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm aware that I'm very young and everyone has like misconstrued definitions of what love is and what it feels like. I don't know. It's very complicated. Love is just very complicated. That whole topic isn't, you know, you can't fully know you're in love.
How did being in love feel like to you?
To me, at first, you know, it always starts as a crush. You know, that's how it started in my situation. It started as a crush, kind of like an obsession and like, oh my God, I need to know what the person is doing at every single second, what they're thinking every single second. But then it sort of developed into like this pure feeling of just wanting to be there for them. And in my case, the way I show love is quality time. You know, I go out of my way to do things for them, to go see them. I spend money, I shoot them a text, I, you know, give them a call.
How do you know that you're in love?
I think I would know I'm in love if I felt like a profound connection to the person and just felt like happy being around them. Like when you're around them, all your problems go away. Also, just like never being afraid of showing your true self around that person and feeling comfortable, feeling like you could share every single one of your thoughts to this person without feeling judged and misunderstood.
What do you think makes you fall in love with a person?
Definitely their personality and just how they view the world, their perspectives. Because with this one person, I really liked the way they described their family and just the things they love, and they would always get so excited when they would talk about it. And I really fell in love with that, you know, their ambition towards their interests and their likes and their family, their friends. Also, knowing that they're a good person and always, not always, but when they feel they can, they prioritize other people, set their ego aside, and set their needs aside to help that other person.
Do you think that you can tell the difference between when you love a person versus just being infatuated with them?
No, I don't. No, I cannot tell the difference. I'm 17. I don't think I fully fall in love with anyone because I just haven't met the right person. I don't know. I feel like infatuated is more like an obsession, having an obsession over this person. And falling in love is like knowing you can love them unconditionally and not expecting it in return. Because at the end of the day, no one owes you anything. You're the one giving. You know, I choose to give. I'm a very loving person and I love too hard sometimes. And some people can't handle it. They find it overwhelming.
You think you're a hopeless romantic?
I want to say maybe yes, because I've had many like talking stages and many flings, but actually no, I'm not a hopeless romantic, because I don't really develop deep profound feelings for just anyone, and I don't think I'm gonna like be alone forever for like a very long time. You know, there's gonna come a time where I'm gonna have a relationship with profound mutual feelings, but that just hasn't come yet, and I'm okay with it because I'm only 17. You know, I just want to live life.
How do you think that loving someone changes you?
Loving someone can be very humbling and humiliating because you go to extreme lengths to make sure the person knows that you love them and make them feel loved. And I have done so much too many humiliating things that maybe at the moment it didn't seem humiliating because I knew that I had great intentions, good intentions. Looking back at it, I'm like, maybe that's what drove them away. Maybe that's, I just couldn't handle it and I need to tone it down. It also really makes you reevaluate, you know, your emotions and how you express your thoughts and feelings, because loving too hard isn't for everyone. And at times I'm like, maybe I should tone it down. But then other times I'm like, no, but everyone deserves to feel loved. You know, everyone needs that one person that'll love them unconditionally, disregarding their mistakes, their flaws.
How did you deal with that? I think humiliation you mentioned, or like embarrassment of expressing your love for somebody and maybe they're, you know, overwhelmed by it or they reject you in a sense. Like, how do you deal with that?
I apologize to them. I'm like, I'm sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable. Like I'll tone it down. That's wrong with me. I don't know if I made, because also communication is key. You have to communicate. I'm a big communicator. I will communicate everything if I have to. But you know, that person might not be a communicator and they might be afraid to say something wrong because they're afraid that they're going to hurt your feelings. But at the end of the day, that's what love really is, you know, pushing through even when there are flaws in the relationship. Even through thick and, like, just through thick moments, you want to adapt to those really, like, bad feelings or bad, just all your flaws in the relationship. You want to adapt to it with the person. You guys want to join together to fight against that problem. Like I said, I apologize. I go to sleep. I'm just like, I can't. Like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? But it's good to avoid for, like, a very short time. Yeah. You know, it's not that deep. They're not going to remember it in a week. So what I do is I talk it out with them. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable. Like, you can let me know, you know, if I ever make you feel uncomfortable, if you don't want to talk to me, like, or if you don't want to accept my gift or my hug or anything. Like, it's okay. Like, you need to communicate that with me because I want what's good for you. And maybe it'll hurt me just a little, but I could deal with it.
Why do you think that love gets so complicated sometimes?
I think love gets really complicated sometimes because, like I said, everyone has a misconstrued definition of what love is and what love is supposed to feel like. Going back to the humiliation part, you can also, like, be self-sabotaging yourself when you show too much love, because it's like you're driving the person away. You know, they're scared of committing, or they're scared of moving too fast, and all these feelings, like, they don't know how to handle it. And sometimes it feels one-sided and you feel like giving up on them, on that person, because, like, they're not reciprocating that. But then personally to me, you know, some might find it cheesy or, like, obnoxious or like, oh my God, you have no self-respect. But to me, I love loving, and I'll always overlook the flaws and the red flags because I see good in the person and I see that they can change. And also because, like, I have a severe abandonment issues. I cannot leave the person and the person cannot leave me. Yeah, some people love conditionally. Some people love unconditionally. And I think that's where it gets complicated.
Have you been in that situation where you've had to sort of just let somebody go?
No, I don't like letting people go. No, I have too much love to share. I have too much love and I always want to love. And I, like I said, I think everyone deserves a person that'll just always be there for you. And I want to be that person. You know, as selfish as that sounds, kind of, I want that type of person in my life. You know, not just my family, because I know my family's going to be there forever. But there has been many situations where people had to let me go. And at first I tried fighting for them, but then I had to just accept it. because I don't want to be in that person's life and make them unhappy, you know? I'd rather them be happy without me in their life. It's a very tough, tough thing accepting that someone has let you go, because you invest so much time, so much of your energy, of your thoughts, your words, just everything into them. So yeah, you're just left with those thoughts. Like, what did this person really think about me? And did they even really love me? Like, all those things that they said, that I was amazing and that I'm helping them, that they're so grateful to have me in their life. Was it real?
How do you deal with those thoughts?
I want to text them. Like, I want to, like, hey, like, just quick question. No, but I can't do that because that'll be humiliating and I'll be putting myself through even a worse time. I usually deal with it by just journaling and just talking it out with someone, you know, trying to get different perspectives on it. I keep all the memories and thoughts and the words that the person has, like, expressed towards me. You know, I stay with those memories. I look through old messages and I don't really overthink it. I'm just like, well, this person said this, so that's what they were feeling at some point. And I like staying with that. You know, I don't ever want to forget someone that I loved.
What's something that you learned about love, either through, like, the time that you thought you were in love or your friendships or family, that sort of just, like, changed the way that you think about it or view it?
I learned that, you know, not everyone can handle too much love. And when you really love someone, you know, if they have to let you go, you have to let them. You don't want to get in their way. I don't want to get in anyone's way. All I want is for that person to be happy. I'm aware that I'm 17 and that I'm young and that some people are going to be like, oh, she doesn't even know what love is. And I don't. I really don't, you know. Maybe in a year or two, I'm going to be like, you were not in love. Like, in 5 years from now, I'm going to be like, you were not in love, girl. But yeah, so far, I've just learned that, you know, not everyone can handle too much love. Even if it hurts you, you have to accept the consequences or the ending of that relationship or friendship. Yeah.
What do you think that love means based on your personal experiences?
Okay. I think that love means loving someone unconditionally and accepting them as a whole, with their flaws, with their insecurities, overlooking, you know, looking past them. When it has to do with themselves, if they lack self-love, self-respect, or they're just not great at communicating, I think, you know, if you really love them, you should nourish that and, you know, encourage them and always be there for them. And also, you know, if that person has to let you go, wants to let you go, you just have to let it be. If you really love the person, you won't fight it. At least because fighting hasn't worked for me. You know, they're like, no, we can't be friends, or I can't do this anymore. So it's like, okay, well, I can't force them into something that they don't want. But even after that, like, still loving them, you know, and always staying with those memories and moments that you had. Because, you know, at some point you love them. At some point you express so much love and you invested all your time and your energy, and you don't want that to, like, just go away. You don't want that to fade away ever, you know. Yeah.
That was the end of the interview, but if you want to share anything that you, like, wrote down on your journal.
I think that was super short. Like, I need to talk more.
This is, like, the platform. This is your time to shine. Mm-hmm. So anything that you want to say, like, totally free ball.
Okay, so because I am 17 and I don't really have any, like, worries or, like, big responsibilities to handle right now, I think it's safe for me to go in to love, like, loving someone very blindly at my full capacity, because there's not much I have to lose but my ego and self-esteem. You know, you regain that over time. Like I said, I've never had a proper relationship, so I'm just waiting for that right person, right time. And usually how I know I'm in love, or, like, just in that love state, I know because, like, I let my heart instead of my mind, like, lead me to making, like, these rash decisions or just anything. And I give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, it's okay, this person can change and I can change them. Like, I'm like the light of their life. And it's like going back, like you can't expect anything from that person. I love to love. I love because everyone deserves to love, and I myself deserve to love someone that much. So when I am in that love state, what I tend to do is I like I said, I go in very blindly and very uncautiously. I don't care about the consequences. Like, I'm living in the moment. I know I'm loving you, and I know that you know I'm loving you because I'm telling you I'm loving you. I'm telling you, I'm assuring you that I love you and that I will do anything for you and I care for you and I want what's best for you. And that is really damaging because the consequences can be just so horrendous and very horrible. But I'm a secure person. I'm a very independent person, and I'm always like, I know what I want. I know what I want, and I want this person, or I want to be friends with this person. I'll go all in for it. I am not subtle at all with my feelings. I'm very open with my feelings and how I express it. And like I said, that drives people away. They're like, no, I don't even like you. Like, I can't do this. So that's a big problem of mine that I should work on, you know, if I want people to stay in my life. But that's another thing. Like, why should I have to tone it down or control myself? If you really loved me, like, you would accept me as a whole. You would accept that. And I don't do it with bad intention. It's all good intentions. I'm not trying to scare you away. I'm not trying to harm you. I'm sorry that I am, you know. And if you can, you can walk out. I'm just going to have to accept it, because I don't want to hurt you and I don't want to drive you insane. And I don't want them to think of me and, like, feel disgusted or feel like, oh, like, I hate that person. Like, she's terrible. She's insane. But in the future, I hope I rely more on my mind than my heart.
Astro is a podcast company focused on capturing the conversations that come for you and making them available when you need them the most. Thank you to Cynthia for sharing her unique perspective, story, and wisdom. These podcasts are made possible by people like you. We believe we're all interesting. So if you'd like to share your story with us, go to astrostudios.xyz for more information on casting and to find more shows like this. You can also keep up with us on all socials at astrostudios.xyz. Thank you so much for listening.